Good morning, guys. What is going on? How are we all? I hope you enjoyed my last podcast on staying healthy and happy during the festive season. It is the day before New Year's Eve, so we're still classing it as the festive season. So have a little listen to that episode if you haven't already. Today, I'm going to do a podcast on morning rituals. So, I'm out and about walking, as I always am when I'm recording my podcasts. I just feel more in the flow. And I feel like I may potentially have already filmed, recorded a podcast on morning rituals. But I'm going to record another one because there might be a few additions and adaptations to my current morning ritual. So, as human beings, we adapt to the seasons, right? So maybe you've noticed recently that you're sleeping in more, you know, due to the light, because our body adapts to the circadian, well, our circadian rhythm adapts to the light. So you may notice that you're sleeping in a little bit more than usual. Maybe your 7 a.m., 6 a.m., 7 a.m. wake up call is now 8 a.m., 9 a.m. And your morning rituals might adapt slightly to that. You might be off work, loads of different things, but this time, it's a really good time if you do have more time for yourself to create your own morning ritual and, yeah, enjoy it. Like, I love my morning ritual. It really sets me up for the day. Obviously, we have the basics that I always utilize. So waking up, in my mind, I will say everything that I am grateful for in that moment and smile. So before, well, I'm going to say after I've opened my eyes, because we open our eyes when we wake, don't we? And then, you know, you can potentially reclose them or whatever that may be. But saying what you're grateful for, it just gives you that sense of love. You just feel an incredible sense of gratitude, and that's such an amazing way to start your day, even before you stepped out of bed. So gratitude is essential. Rehydration. So if you, obviously you should always be sleeping with water by your side anyway. You know me, I'm into all my star signs, my astrology, and the spiritual aspect, and being a Pisces, which is a water sign. We need water by our bed just to have a great night's sleep. Now, that might sound strange to some, but it's the truth for me. And obviously, hydration. So if you've got your water by your bed, but even better if you can make fresh water in the morning. These little things make such a difference. If you've got filter water filter, etc., try and have fresh water in the morning. Rehydrate, get your body flowing. If you are a fan of warm water, even better. So, you know, have some nice warm water to wake up your internal organs, just internal system, and rehydrate. If you're gonna have, say, your coffee, your tea, your ketones, whatever it may be, after you've rehydrated, give yourself about 15 minutes between to let your body just rehydrate from the pure water initially, and then have whatever it is that gives you that kickstart and dopamine buzz for the day ahead. Your coffees, your teas, depending on how hardcore you are, your ketones, charged, uncharged, whatever that may be. So after you've hydrated, morning movement is essential to release any of the energy that you've stored during sleep. Now, we can release a lot during sleep. We dream, we move. You know me again, I believe that we travel, etc., in our sleep, and, you know, astral projection or whatever. You've got a lot of energy, but stored energy in the physical system, in the physical body. So movement is key. I love getting outside in nature, which is what I'm doing right now. And moving my body, power walk, fast pace. I'm really starting to enjoy my power walks at the moment, fast, more so than running. Running gives you that little buzz, doesn't it? But walking, I can be productive, checking with clients, and yeah, like taking the nature, you know what I mean, guys? So morning movement, whether that be a walk outside, power walk, run, yoga, bike ride, swim, whatever, you know, outdoor cold swim, whatever, you know, floats your boat, however you want to release that energy and build up some additional energy for the day, because movement gives you that energy. If you're feeling low energy in the morning and you get out and do some exercise, it has such a massive impact on the day ahead. You feel so much better, more productive, and just make the most of every single day. There's some great little 10-minute, I said this in my previous podcast as well, like 10-minute yoga videos that you can find on YouTube if you're stuck for time, or even if you can get your meetings in whilst you're on your power walk, whatever, being uber doubly productive, even better. So your morning movement. Now you can have one of my favorite morning hacks and morning rituals is my kind of shower / beauty routine. So as I'm walking now, guys, as well, the sunshine, like, it's super cold, my hands are freezing and I've not got gloves on, but the sunshine is literally shining on my face, and it is such an incredible tool, obviously for vitamin D3, but for your immune system. It gives you the neurotransmitter hits for your dopamine, your serotonin, obviously not looking directly at it, or you can, or from the side, and you'll know what I mean when you do it. This sounds really crazy, but you know, like, I like to think outside the box. And it'll give you the boost for the day, your natural highs from the sunshine. But it's that icy sun today in the UK. And it's like, it's been snowing in like areas near me. It's not snowing here yet, but the sun is still shining, which is what we love. So, shower, beauty, routine. I will body brush for 3 minutes, which was a little tip that I learned at a spiritual cleanse in Glastonbury. I did a liver cleanse in Glastonbury probably about 5-6 years ago, and every morning it was a fast. We would brush, windows open, 3 minutes, pop a timer on your phone, and body brush towards the heart. Quite a strong brush if possible, so like where the bristles are like cactus bristles, not where you're like scratching your skin, but you need to feel it, so it's good for lymphatic drainage. And then I will use coconut oil on my face to massage and do a gua sha facial massage. I promised you guys a video, so if you don't follow me on TikTok yet, follow me, it's at Holly Philippa, and I will upload a gua sha tutorial. I've been using the tools for a few years. They've become more popular in recent times, which is amazing. If you notice, everything's going back to kind of basics with a lot of things. Like the old ways, the cave woman times. So I will do something for you on that. So gua sha facial massage, I'll use my fingers as well, to be honest, and just facial movement to keep the muscles active. And yeah, so I'll spend probably like 2 to 3 minutes again on that, just facial massage. So yeah, you've got your body brushing, facial massage, and oil pulling. Coconut oil, utilize it as a mouthwash, and oil pulling, which is fantastic for oral health and detoxification and tongue scraping as well. So I'm telling you all my tips here, aren't I, guys? If you want any more tips, then check out my website, www.hollyphillip.com, and you can go on programs and plans, and I've got a holistic guide on there, workout guide, nutritional programs. So go and check that out if you would like a little bit more motivation or direction when it comes to improving your health in 2021, health and well-being. So yeah, tongue scraping, obviously clean the teeth, flossing, which is very, very important, again, for overall dental hygiene and dental health. So utilizing your floss, etc., 30 seconds a minute on the teeth. And then it is shower time. I do not use any like chemical shower gels or anything like that. I use coconut oil and natural products. At the moment I'm using the coconut body wash from Body Shop, which smells incredible. And I will finish my shower with a freezing cold shower for like 30 seconds to 60 seconds, depending on how much I can handle it. And I will, again, I'll use a different brush in the shower, which is just stimulates lymphatic drainage, etc. And then out, fresh clothes on, ready to rock the day, ready to start the day. Sometimes nowadays I'll eat breakfast if I'm hungry. If I'm not, I won't. But I am sure to get my morning movement in. That is usually after my kind of shower beauty rituals and routines. And then I'll do my movement. And then if, say, it's been a run or something more intense, I'll get another cold shower after that as well. And just staying hydrated in the morning and setting your goals for the day. Now, if you want to take it even further with morning rituals, definitely invest in a notebook where you can write all your goals down for the day. This really works. Like, when I do it, I tend to hit every single goal for the day. I'll have goals for the week and goals for the day. So I'm going to get back into that. I'm just reminding myself. So physically writing and having the words in front of you has such a huge impact. So that's taken up another little level, especially if you run your own business or you're starting your own business or you've got a venture in your mind that you want to start. Write down the steps and the goals to get there. And it, you know, there can even be, if you work in the corporate world and you want to focus more on your health and well-being, these goals can be health and well-being as well. They don't have to initially be just about work. They can be self-care goals as well. So yeah, guys, they are my little morning rituals, my morning tips, which I hope you all benefit from and take away, and they potentially can improve your overall day, and you get into the habit and you just feel a better person for it, physically, spiritually, mentally, etc. Let me know how you get on as well. Drop me a message on Instagram if you've added or incorporated, or you've got any additional morning rituals that you love. Comment. Drop a comment in the podcast. Show all my plans as well are available on my website, and I'll pop that all in the show notes for you. If you guys have any requests for my next episode, then please do drop me an email, holly@hollyphillipa.com. Drop me a DM on Instagram. Reach out to me somehow. Follow my TikTok, Holly Phillipa. I'm going to be posting lots more content on there in regards to nutrition, health, well-being, beauty stuff. You know the drill. And if you need any help or support with your health and well-being goals, again, drop me an email and we can see if we can work together and I can help you get to where you want to be. Thank you for listening, guys. I hope you have an amazing new year, New Year's Eve, and you bring in the new year however brings you joy. And I will catch you all on the next episode.